الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are studying this chapter of taqwa, that is to have the fear of Allah, to observe the commandments of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and as from the previous chapter, to realize the presence of Allah, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, and then to observe the commandments of Allah ta'ala. We read the ayat in which Allah ta'ala says, a person who fears Allah, Allah makes a way out for him from every difficulty, and Allah gives him rozi from sources that he does not think about, he cannot imagine. On the other hand, when we don't follow that way, we are making lot of effort for our rozi. A person is so busy that he's got one phone he's speaking on, his another one, two phones are ringing, there is somebody at the door waiting for him, he has to attend the meeting, he's so busy, he's got no time to eat also, no time for the family, in fact no time for himself also. And he admits also that this rat race that is in, and all the time no time for himself, so no time for deen also. But if we have tawakkul on Allah, and we trust on Allah Ta'ala, and we have taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala makes our life easy and keeps us from sources that we cannot imagine. There are so many people, so many families, where the husband, wife, children are all earning, but yet they are not making ends meet. And they are all the time finding that we are short of money. And for such people who have made dunya the object, Allah writes faqr, poverty on the forehead. And a person is always complaining money is not enough. This happens, I will lose my job, I will lose my income. All the time he has got that fear. Allah puts that fear in that person. That person, there is no question of him giving in the path of Allah. He is like a beggar himself. All the time he wants more. And on the other hand, when a person has taqwa, like we heard about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his young, nine young daughters, but he had no fear. He taught them Surah Waqia, and Allah will provide, and with great honor and izzat Allah provided. On the other hand, we might earn a lot, the figures might look big, but then we are wasting that in cosmetics, in our wardrobes, in all unnecessary things, all types of treatments that we take, pedicure, manicure, and all types of other, we're spending so much money on all those things that we haven't got money left to spend in the path of Allah. And on the other hand, when a person has tawakkul, he has taqwa, and he trusts in Allah, the figure might look small, but he will have contentment of the heart. He won't have that fear in his heart. And Allah will give him so much barakah that when somebody thinks that these people are in difficulty and we must help them out, when they find out, they will give you money. You take this money and use it for other people who are in need. So yeah, an interesting incident is written with regard to this ayat that we had read. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse. That is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That whoever fears Allah, Allah will open a way for that person from whatever difficulty he faces. This world is a place where Allah will test us. But if we have taqwa, Allah will open the ways for us. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give rozi from sources, from places that a person cannot imagine. So he said, O Abu Dharr, if all the people held on to this firmly, it would suffice them. If a person, all the people, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, were the greatest of knowledge and absolute knowledge, said that if people will hold on to this acquired taqwa, fear of Allah, not break the laws of Allah, observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will make a way out of the for them from every difficulty, and Allah Ta'ala will give them rozi also, such barakat rozi from sources that they did not even accept. Tafsir al-Baydawi mentions that Salim ibn Auf ibn Malik al-Asja'i, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was captured by the enemy. A test came on him, he was captured. His father reported this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised, fear Allah, have taqwa. Tell him, get this message to him to fear Allah, not to do anything that breaking the law of Allah Ta'ala, and recite the following in abundance. There is no power and no might except in Allah. That is taqwa and la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He must recite that in abundance. Our ulama and mashayikh advise us, for any difficulties we face, read this la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 500 times. If a person does it on his own, it will take him about 15 minutes or so. And if we share it out between 10 people, everyone reads it 50 times. Or if we are for 5 people, everyone reads it 100 times. It won't take us more than 5 minutes. With durood et tunjina, preferably before and after, and we will be amazed and shocked ourselves to see what results will happen. So anyway, they got this message to him and he did accordingly. He complied, and soon thereafter, it wasn't long, that the same son that was captured by the enemy knocked at the door of the home. He was free already. He knocked at the door, and not only that he was free, but with 100 camels. 100 camels, if we calculate one camel at 30,000-40,000 rand today, 100 camels, with so much Allah had given him. The enemy had been negligent regarding him. By the barakat of that, Allah made it. He was their captive, but they became negligent, and he found an occasion. And in war situation, all this is 100% permissible and correct. So he managed to escape, taking the camels with him, taking 100 camels with him also. So how Allah Ta'ala provided on having taqwa and reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah give us this understanding of our deen. Today we work more on what our brains tell us, what our eyes see, that we must have university degrees, etc. We must be working from day to night. We must be working our fingers to the bone. We must be having 2 shifts that we work. And women also at home, with home industries, doing more and more work. But we are least concerned of having taqwa and least concerned of our a'mal. Whereas if we have taqwa, yaqeen and a'mal, Allah will give us an easy and comfortable life and see to all our needs, and in fact make us the means to see to the needs of other people also. May Allah bless us with this reality, to have this taqwa within us and to have a'mal within us, and then see the great blessings of Islam which Allah Ta'ala will bless us with. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.